The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So now what I want to do, inshallah, is to reflect on some of the du'as for the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. These du'as also teach us what are the things that we should focus on. Kaf'ami in Al-Balladul Amin, he was a great scholar. He quotes that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, after namaz wajib or mustab, obligatory or recommended salat, used to read this. Allahumma addi anna haqqa ma madha min shahr Ramadan. O Allah, please, on our behalf, you fulfill the rights of months of Ramadan, whatever has gone. فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِمَا سَأَلَكَ بِهِ مَلَائِكَتُكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَأَنْبِيَاءُكَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ وَعِبَادُكَ الصَّالِحُونَ I ask you, because of whatever things that your angels who are muqarrab to you ask you, when they want to ask you for something, they use one of your names or whatever they use to ask you because of that. Whatever your prophets ask you with, whatever your righteous servants ask you with, because of that thing, I ask you, and to salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. First, to send your salutations to the Prophet and his family. Wa an tafukka raqabati min an-nar. Please free me from fire. You know, we have all to go and be exposed to fire. Yeah, in minkum illa waridha. We are not entering fire, inshallah, but we have to be exposed to fire. So you have to make sure that you come out of fire. So this is why we say, please free my neck from fire. It means as if already the rope is around our neck, and we have to make sure that we are able to cut this rope and open the ties. وَتُدْخِلَنِ الْجَنَّةَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ And please, let me enter heaven with your mercy. وَأَن تَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيَّ بِعَفِّكَ وَكَرَمِكَ Please honor me with your pardon and with your generosity. وَتَتَقَبَّلْ تَقَرُّبِي Oh Allah, not enough, not in an adequate way, not in a nice way, but I think we all tried to be better in this month. We all tried to seek your nearness. Through fasting, through iftari, through helping people, through reading Quran, through salat, through tawassul, through checking more our, you know, words, watching our words more. We did some taqarrub, little taqarrub we did. Please accept this effort from us. وَتَسْتَجِيبَ دُعَائِي Please answer my dua. وَتَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِالْأَمْنِ يَوْمَ الْخَوْفِ مِنْ كُلِّ هَوْلٍ أَعْدَدْتَهُ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Please oblige me with peace, with safety on the day of judgment when there is fear. There are many things that would be causing fear and concern and pain. Please give me peace on that day. إلهي وأعوذ بوجهك الكريم وبجلالك العظيم أن ينقضي أيام شهر رمضان ولياليه ولك قبلي تبعة أو ذنب تؤاخذني به أو خطيئة تريد أن تقتصها مني لم تغفرها لي. Similar to what we had before, I seek refuge with you, with your honorable face, and with your great glory, from these days expiring and these nights expiring, and still I have some sins, I have some things that I have not been able to please you with, and you are going to punish me for them. I seek refuge with respect to means, please help me not to be in this condition. Sayyidi, Sayyidi, Sayyidi. My master, my master, my master. As'aluka ya la ilaha illa ant, is la ilaha illa ant. In kunta radhita anni fi hadha ash-shahr, fazdad anni ridha. If you have been pleased with me, inshallah, we hope Allah has been pleased. But if you have been pleased with me in this month, fazdad anni ridha. Please be more pleased with me, because there are degrees. Please be very pleased with me. Wa in lam takun radhita anni. And if up to now you have not been pleased with me, فمن الآن فرض عني. From this moment, please be pleased with me. يا أرحم الراحمين. O merciful of the merciful. يا الله. يا أحد. يا صمد. يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So, one of the signs of us really benefiting from Laylatul Qadr must be that in these last 10 nights we are very careful. If we have been changed in Laylatul Qadr, if great things are going to happen for us inshallah in the next 12 months, one sign of it is, what are you going to do right after Laylatul Qadr? Are you going to benefit from this remaining part of the months of Ramadan or not? So I hope inshallah we all can try to be more energized, more empowered, and appreciate these remaining days and nights. So inshallah we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to help us to benefit from the remaining time that we have in this holy month. You know, when a dear person is visiting us, suppose, you know, I don't know, your father, your mother, someone you really love is visiting you, and they are going to be there for a period of time. When you reach the last days, you are very, you know, happy that you have them, but at the same time you are already sad that soon I am going to be deprived from being with them, seeing them. Who knows whether I'm able to see them again or not. So the last days are mixed with joy and, you know, sadness. And this continues even on the day of Eid. We are happy that alhamdulillah we've been able to do some of our takalif obligations, and we are on the day of Eid, but we are also sad. We are not happy that month of Ramadan finished. We are very, very sad, as Imam Zainul Abidin says in his farewell to the month of Ramadan.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, ليتك دوما.
قريب ليل.